From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. President-elect Joe Biden won the November 3rd race based in part on a promise that he would erase $10,000 of student loan debt per person and make it easier for Americans to pay off the rest. Now, groups representing millions of Americans burdened by college loan payments are demanding that on day one of his presidency, Mr. Biden cancel all student debt. Joining me to make the case for why he should do this is Cody Hunanian. He is program director at the organization Student Debt Crisis. Welcome to the program, Cody.
Thank you for having me, Sonali. This topic is so important right now, and it's got a lot of attention, and I'm happy to be a representative for the movement.
So your organization endorsed Biden for president during the election. That was based in part on his promise that he would cancel $10,000 of student debt. While on the surface that sounds great, $10,000 is not very much considering that most Americans who are in debt have much, much bigger burden than that. Why did you endorse Joe Biden? Why do you think you can push him to do more?
That's such a great question. And that last part is the most important part of the entire equation. Yes, we did endorse Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It's the first endorsement we've ever made as an organization, but it doesn't mean that we're ending at $10,000 in student loan debt cancellation. We are going to fight for the boldest, broadest relief possible. And while Joe Biden starts at $10,000, we know that folks, champions like Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Rep. Ayanna Pressley have his ear as well. So he's listening to others, more progressive voices, and we're going to be a part of that loud vocal movement calling on him to do much more than he's already committed to.
So the crisis itself is of massive proportions. It's often not talked about enough during the coronavirus pandemic. This became an even bigger issue considering that people who were already paying hundreds of dollars per month into their to pay back their loans, many of them, of course, faced the loss of their jobs. President Trump did sign into law a bill passed by Congress that had some relief for student loan repayments, right? Can you tell me a little bit about what that entailed?
Yeah, so, you know, back when the pandemic first started, Congress passed the CARES Act, and the CARES Act paused federal student loan payments and interest. But for listeners who aren't aware of the complex student loan program, those student loans that were included in that relief only represent a portion of all of the student loans that exist in America. So there are still millions of people who have not received any relief at all during this pandemic. Now, that original bill in Congress paused federal student loan payments for 6 months. Donald Trump extended the relief until December 31st. And that is good for borrowers who are struggling. But we also know now that on December 31st, right after the holidays, one of the most difficult times financially for a lot of Americans, there's going to be what we're calling a cliff. Millions of people are going to go back into student loan repayment on January 1st. And from the thousands of borrowers we speak to, many, many, many of them are not prepared. And obviously in the last 1 to 2 weeks, we've seen the COVID-19 pandemic explode. The situation's getting even more fragile for people with student loan debt. So we need Congress to act to extend this relief. And we need the president-elect Joe Biden to commit to cancel student loan debt to provide permanent, long-lasting relief well after this pandemic for people that have been impacted hard.
Does Biden need congressional approval in order to cancel $10,000 of student debt, or for that matter, to cancel all student debt? Or can he do it on his own with the stroke of a pen? And if so, why doesn't he?
Yeah, so the president of the United States, no matter who it is, including Donald Trump, has the authority right now to cancel student loan debt using executive action. This is a power that is written into the Higher Education Act. So this is an authority that the president has. They don't need a divided Congress to make this work. Now, we don't have much faith that a Donald Trump is going to do this. But Joe Biden has already committed to $10,000 of student loan relief to address the COVID-19 pandemic. We feel, and we are very optimistic, that again, with champions like Elizabeth Warren and also new allies like Senator Schumer in the Senate, that we can push the president-elect to do much, much more and to use the full extent of his authority to cancel a huge chunk of America's student loan debt. And I think, you know, for those that are comparing this moment in time, this is an opportunity for Joe Biden to have his FDR moment, to really push for some of the strongest and boldest solutions we've ever thought of to get us past this unprecedented moment. And I think canceling student loan debt is going to be a part of that toolkit.
Now, there's loans made by private institutions and then federal government loans. Many people have a combination of the two. Which loans does Biden have the power to cancel? I am assuming that he doesn't have the power to simply forgive debt that private institutions are expected to get repaid.
That's a great point, Sonali. So the president has the ability to cancel federal student loans. These are the student loans where the funds literally have come directly from the federal government. Now that is, you know, around 80% of the total student loan market that exists. So there's still billions of dollars in student loan debt held that are owed by private banks. And the president does not have the ability to just erase those student debts on his own. So, you know, canceling student loan debt is just the start. There's much more work to be done. And part of that means getting to the root of this problem. You know, we need a free college system so we don't have a student debt crisis in the future, so that we don't have private institutions, for-profit colleges and banks profiteering off the backs of students when they just are trying to get an education and can't afford it.
Would canceling student loans and the debt that Americans carry to pay off their college loans, would a cancellation of that amount to just a massive economic stimulus package?
Yeah, so it's really important for people who think, I don't have student loans, I already paid my student loans, why should I care about student debt cancellation? It's proven to be something that will benefit the entire economy as a whole. And when we talk about America's economy being decimated, you know, just really hurt by this COVID-19 pandemic, we need to think about what type of programs we can initiate to give a boost, a shot in the arm to the economy, not just a shot in the arm for vaccines. So it's proven, you know, there's been a lot of research on this, that student debt cancellation, it would boost GDP by hundreds of billions of dollars each year. And even more importantly, right now, it's shown that student debt cancellation would add jobs to the economy.
I mean, you know, I guess we should just go through the motions. If I have a $400 a month payment that I have to make every month, you know, presumably for the rest of my adult life, and then suddenly that payment goes away, I have more money to spend on other things. And if there's millions of people like me, suddenly, you have a need for more jobs to deliver the services and the goods that Americans now have access to because of that extra income, right?
Exactly. So without student loan payments, you know, borrowers will be able to participate in the economy more fully. And that means starting with just more funds to pay for food, housing, healthcare, all the necessities. But it also means extra money for people to invest in themselves. They can get more educated. They can start small businesses. They can invest in property. There is a domino effect. If we take the burden of student loan debt off the backs of individuals and their families, what they can do to not only purchase more, but to invest more in themselves and contribute more to the economy as a whole.
It's sort of strange, you know, unfortunately, because of this culture of individualism and capitalism that we live in the U.S., there are still plenty of Americans who may not be wealthy, but who feel that just because they struggled and suffered and worked hard to pay off their student loans, that other people shouldn't be let off the hook because that would be unfair. And I'm wondering, you know, if you have any reflections on that, because that's come up in the national dialogue around, in the discourse around canceling student loan debts. There's people who are just, you know, who are upset about the perceived unfairness of it all.
Yeah, I totally hear those people. And that's one of the biggest messaging obstacles we face here at Student Debt Crisis and as a movement as a whole. You know, first off, I encourage those people, talk to your neighbors, talk to your family, talk to your children, ask them what it's like to pursue your dreams, to get an education, to do what you feel and what society says is right, to invest in yourself, and then on the other side of that, be crushed by student loan debt. When people talk with one another about this topic, I think what shines through is how actually unfair having student loan debt is as opposed to canceling it. This is not what we imagine the education system is for here in America. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to open up this discussion. It is now one of the top issues that people are talking about politically, but now talk about it in your neighborhood and in your communities as well.
Why would Biden not take the action that you want him to take? What are the vested interests here?
Well, you know, I think there is still a strong voice of opposition from people who are saying that student debt cancellation is unfair because it's only offered to people who pursued an education. Some may perceive that as being something that doesn't trickle down to the blue-collar, working-class American.
I mean, it's certainly true that there are, there might have been Americans who didn't pursue college educations because they didn't have the money to pursue it, and they didn't want to go into debt. Is that where that's coming from, this idea?
Some of that message is coming from there, but we have to really expand our mind what we think student debt is, because we talk every day to blue-collar trade workers who have student loan debt from their trade program. Sure. You know, we hear from folks, exactly, right? So we hear from people from all economic backgrounds, from all ages, which is another important part of this, that older Americans have student loan debt as well. And so the more that people realize that it isn't just young people, students, college elites, that's when they understand that the student debt crisis is something that is holding back our entire economy. It's holding back our society, and it's really preventing us from realizing what we think the American dream is about, which is
right.
working hard.
And older Americans are also paying for this in different ways. There's a lot of young folks who can't afford to purchase a home or rent, and so are, because they're paying off their student loans, and so are living with their parents, and or there are parents who should be enjoying their retirement years who are instead helping their children pay off student loan debts, right?
Yeah, so that has been one of the big shifts in the last 5 years. You know, back before this crisis was one of the top issues talked about in the news, we mostly heard parents had student loan debt. They helped their kids pay for college and they were, you know, paying it off themselves. What the new shift is now is that we have older Americans who are crushed by student debt for the student debt they took on for their own education. These are people who went back to school during the Great Recession.
Right.
They were told to scale back up. These are people that have been paying back their debts for 20, 30 years and still haven't made a dent. You know, you'd be surprised to find out that older Americans make up the fastest portion of student loan, growing population of student loan borrowers in America. And that's exactly why we have unexpected allies like the AARP that are part of this movement to end the student debt crisis.
So what are you doing to persuade Mr. Biden on day one of his presidency to do everything he can to cancel as much student debt as he can?
So student debt crisis, our big strength is being an online grassroots digital organizer that can bring millions of student loan borrowers to the table. So starting in March, we had already been organizing over 1.3 million petition signatures, calling on lawmakers to cancel student debt to stimulate the economy during the pandemic. Since then, we've focused our effort to be directed directly at President-elect Joe Biden. And in less than 2 weeks, over 130,000 people have signed the petition to Joe Biden, telling him to cancel student debt on day one. It's really important for the listeners to understand that canceling student loan debt is the easiest debt to cancel at the federal level. This is a policy that can be done very seamlessly, and it will have huge implications. You know, outside of just organizing our members, though, I do have to acknowledge we are part of a huge coalition of over 230 organizations. That includes NAACP, Greenpeace, consumer rights, civil rights, and other organizations that are fighting for this debt cancellation on day one proposal.
We know that the pandemic disproportionately impacted Black and Brown Americans. We know that education and schooling in the pandemic era, the remote learning, is disproportionately impacting Black and Brown children. How would loan forgiveness, debt cancellation for student loans, disproportionately impact Black and Brown people in the, you know, in the reverse direction? How could it benefit them? How could it do, you know, how could it further the cause of racial justice?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, particularly in 2020, when we've been talking about not only the COVID pandemic, but also racial inequities and systemic racism, it's really important that we acknowledge that debt cancellation is a civil rights issue as well. It's an important equalizer. So, you know, first off, I do have to acknowledge that many Black and Brown students have been just plain defrauded by their for-profit college and predatory programs. These are student loan debts that, in my opinion, are immoral at face value. So canceling student loan debt wipes that slate clean from those borrowers that have been particularly targeted by fraudulent programs in the for-profit college industry. But it's also on the other side of that is the fact that Black and Brown students pursue graduate degrees at a higher rate than their white counterparts. So for Black borrowers, you know, there's that old adage that they have to work twice as hard for the same success. They're getting twice the education and they're still not seeing the same rewards as their white peers because of the racial wealth gap and income gaps. Student debt perpetuates those problems, and canceling the student debt for Black and Brown borrowers will lift that burden and it'll make the rewards of education more fair for these students.
So let's also talk about how the other part of Biden's promise during the campaign was about ensuring future debt isn't racked up. Because yes, there are people who are struggling with paying off their student loans, but there are kids entering college every day, every year, who are taking on new loans. Biden promised to make community college free and state universities, a four-year education at state universities, free. How important is that? And can he actually do that as president?
So making college free for students really gets to the root of this student debt crisis. Without those exorbitant costs, we wouldn't have a student debt crisis. So I commend Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for taking that on as part of their proposal. Unlike canceling student debt, though, the president is going to need Congress to help fund what will be a subsidized program so that states can reduce the rate of tuition at state universities. We feel that in the 21st century economy, America needs to reinvest in higher education. And this is the first step in doing so. Making these public universities free for students is exactly what we need to be competitive again. And I should note, just back to the conversation about racial equity, Joe Biden also proposes a huge investment in HBCUs and minority-serving institutions, because yes, Black and Brown students have more student debt, but they also don't have the same investment in their education at the front end either. Mm-hmm. So both of those, free college and investing in these colleges that are focused on the education of Black and Brown students, is a critical way to make education work for Americans again.
How destructive has Betsy DeVos's tenure been over the past 4 years when it comes to issues of student loans, student debt, the cost of universities and college, et cetera?
You know, Betsy DeVos has been leading what I would call an all-out attack on student loan borrowers. Not only has Betsy DeVos roadblocked so many of the programs that are intended to provide relief and debt forgiveness to borrowers, but she also let the dogs off the chain when it comes to regulating these for-profit colleges and student loan servicing companies. And in fact, Betsy DeVos has hired the profiteers and executives from for-profit colleges and loan servicing companies to be in the administration. I mean, this is a billionaire who is leading our education department, and she's treating it like a home for other wealthy people instead of a public education system that works for the people. So we are looking forward to a Biden administration, because we know that it's going to be a 180-degree turn from Betsy DeVos, we're going to have probably a public education expert, an educator themselves, someone who understands what everyday Americans need to succeed in our education system.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Cody, for joining us today. Give out a website for your organization, Student Debt Crisis, where they can find that petition that you mentioned earlier to Biden, asking him to cancel all student debt on day one of his presidency.
Absolutely. If you want to be a part of this movement, visit our website. It's studentdebtcrisis.org, or follow us on Twitter. It's @debtcrisis.org.
We'll post links to those from our website. Thanks so much, Cody. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Sonali.
My guest has been Cody Hunanian, Program Director at Student Debt Crisis. We've been discussing demands for Biden to cancel student debt. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @RUWithSonali.